Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's our podcast that features news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we're joined by special guest Evelyn Grieve, who is the president of the Friends of the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. She's going to tell us about the critical role the Friends play in saving the lives of homeless pets and some of the important community services that the Friends support. We'll also hear about Camp Catta Wanna Go Home. Talk about a mouthful. It's a very special camp for shelter cats and a great deal for adopters, too. And finally, we're going to tell you about Neo, our featured pet of the week. So, Evelyn, Kristen, glad that we're all here together this week.
Yes. Thank you.
Evelyn, we're going to start with you, the Friends Group. If you could, tell us a little bit about maybe how the Friends Group got started, and then we'll get into what it does.
Okay. Right around 2006, Karen Divany, who was the former shelter director, was looking for a way to bring in additional revenue to support the shelter, especially animals who came in who needed critical care, such as medical care, dental, grooming. And that was a way for her to form a group that would raise money through citizens, community outreach, and then be able to use the money directly as the animals came in without having to ask money from the trust fund, which could take longer and the animal might not get the immediate care. And this made the animal more adoptable, and we were able to get things done very quickly. So that started in about 2006, and we always laugh. It was at Karen's kitchen table. She had the idea, and we all sat around, and we said, "Oh, well, what do I have to do?"
Right.
And we found a few more like-minded people who were interested, and we started the group.
Right. Oftentimes, the best ideas come on the napkin at
the kitchen table or
something like that. Yeah. So it hasn't been around very long, but a lot of good work that you guys are doing. You mentioned life-saving and medical care to the shelter pets. Can you tell us maybe some of the animals or some of the things in that line that the group has done?
Sure. That would be great. Recently, we had a little kitten. Her name is Bella, little black cat. And unfortunately, she had to have eyelid surgery. And one of the things that's really interesting also about when you do surgery for the animals is you can't put them back in the shelter. So somebody has to take care of them. So the fabulous thing is the great shelter foster program. It's such a wide range of people, and they take the animals once they've been sick or injured and had surgery. So Bobby, who actually happens to be another one of our board members, took in the little cat. So right now she's taking care of that particular animal. And then we've had a few dogs recently. Pumpkin Pie had inverted eyelashes.
Can you imagine?
Isn't that horrible? Yes.
It's very painful.
Very painful. So that was a surgery. And then Stella, who's a beautiful shepherd puppy mix, she had a bladder stone removed. So it's different times. Different things. You never know what it could be.
And it's really, these animals could not get this care. We're not, you know, we're simply not funded to pay for medical care for animals. And people always imagine the shelter gets some great deal on vet care. We don't. We pay about the same as everyone else. And so these surgeries can be thousands of dollars. And we're only able to do them and to save the pet's life because of the Friends.
Friends group. Wow. Okay. Now, looking at some notes I've got here, it says that the Friends support something called TNR. Can you tell me what that is and why it's important?
Yes, that's a very important program. It's the Trap, Neuter, and Return program, especially for feral cats in the area, which Fairfax County has. It's amazing. There's a lot of colonies. A lot of people are very supportive of it. A lot of people aren't. It's always one of those controversial issues. But at the same time, it's something that we have to address. So we...
100,000 free-roaming cats in Fairfax County.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, which sounds like a lot.
So the Friends are helping to get them spayed and neutered, so we're not going to have 2 million free-roaming
cats. That's exactly right. So we're pitching in with that. And long-term, that's one of our line items on the budget items that we try to give to the shelter to help the cats.
Okay. Other ways I'm sure that the Friends group helps, though, can you kind of touch on some of those?
We do a lot of our fundraising and outreach to the community. And as we do that, it brings in people to the awareness of, hey, you know, shelter animals, you can get a lovely animal from the shelter versus going to the pet store and buying a dog or going to the pet mill. going places and getting these animals. There's beautiful animals that are available every day at the shelter. Mm.
The Friends brings a lot of attention to the shelter, and, you know, only 25% of people who get a new pet will adopt it from a shelter. And so the Friends group is able to be out there, be the face of the shelter, and be letting people in Fairfax County know this is a great place to go for your next pet.
Yeah, okay. Kristen, I think the Friends also help with something called the Pet Haven program. You want to touch on that for a minute?
Yeah, Pet Haven's a program that the shelter's had for a long time, but we've recently changed it a bit to make it more accessible to people in need. And it's really geared towards victims of domestic violence. People in domestic violence situations often don't leave because they don't want to leave their pet. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we provide basic medical care and boarding for pets when people are in crisis and need to get out of their situation. And the Friends help support this program by helping cover boarding fees for pets, covering medical needs, and getting those pets spayed and neutered.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really important service we offer in Fairfax County.
Mm-hmm. Evelyn, sounds like you guys do a lot of fundraising, a lot of money, a lot of great things you're supporting.
We try to do a lot of outreach, and we've grown over the years. Like you said, we only started in 2006, but we have now thousands of people on our mailing list. Our recent fundraiser at Paradise Spring Winery, we had 170 people come to that, which is really nice. Raised almost $12,000.
Wow.
And, you know, we hope to do even bigger and better things this year.
Mm-hmm.
With more of us retiring,
right.
More time.
Right.
And we're all volunteer.
Yeah. A couple of final questions. How does one join the group, and then maybe how can folks find out more about the Friends group?
Great question. We're on Facebook, so we always say like us on Facebook.
Right, right.
And then our organization is F as in Frank, CAS.org, FFCAS.org. That is our webpage and then also our Facebook page. And every year you probably see us, if you're listening to this through Fairfax County, because there is a flyer that comes in your personal property vehicle registration mail. So we're in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So please reach out to us and we'd love to talk to you.
Right.
One of the things that we always point out to people is that we have a very high positive release rate, a placement rate of animals. It's about 95%. You know, without the Friends, we couldn't be there. We probably wouldn't even be at 90% because we just simply couldn't afford to save those animals. So they're really providing a critical service to the animals of Fairfax County, and we're really lucky to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jim, I just wanted to note one other thing, along with what Kristen just mentioned. It's important to know that, as I said, we're all volunteer. We don't have office space. So all of the money we raised, and generally 93% to 95%, goes back to the shelter and the animals. The money we spend is only for, you know, postage, buying food for events. Of course, we try to get as many things sponsored as possible.
Right.
But, of course, there are small fees.
Mm-hmm. So folks can join and help in many different ways.
Absolutely.
With in-kind contributions as well as monetary contributions and that kind of thing. Okay. Final thought before we move on about the Friends group or why somebody should get involved, Evelyn.
It's a service to the community. When you have healthy animals in the community, it's a healthy society.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many lovely animals at the shelter. I saw that cute little black dog yesterday. It's a Karen Terrier poodle mix. Oh, my goodness. I just wanted to take him home.
Right.
That's where I got my dog, Eddie, as well. And I said, ooh, Eddie needs a little companion.
Right.
and the shelter, it's just vital in our community.
Yeah.
And vital for people to know, you know, animals are so important in our life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So I think you said FFCAS.org. They can go there and learn more, go on to Facebook and find out more. And thanks for being with us on the podcast to talk about the Friends group and how important they are.
Thank you so much.
Going to talk now about this mouthful of a word. I think Kristen comes up with these names just to see if I can pronounce it. Camp Catawanna Go Home. How'd I do?
Camp Catawanna Go Home. We came up. Well, the cats came up with this promotion because they do think they're at camp. But camp this time of year is really full, and we have lots of new campers that need to come to camp. So we are running a promotion. This is brand new, first time. And it's pretty amazing because all cat adoption fees for cats 6 months and over are free, totally fee waived through July 19th. That means you can come to the shelter and you get to adopt that cat. We've got over 40 cats to choose from at any time. You adopt that cat, you pay nothing. You get a cat that is fully vaccinated, spayed or neutered, comes with a collar and a personalized tag, and that's provided by the Friends of the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. Mm-hmm. So it's the only time of year that you can do this. Why are we doing it?
Yeah.
This is the time of year when we have so many cats being surrendered to the shelter. It's the worst time of year for allergy sufferers, and the first thing people do when they get allergies is take the cats to the shelter.
Yeah.
And it's people go on vacation, they move, they bring the cats to the shelter. So we're getting anywhere between 10 and 15 cats per day.
Wow.
We need to keep these guys moving.
Yeah.
And so these are all cats that have lived in homes. They've lived with kids. They're well socialized. They're ready to be us family pets. So through July 19th, free cat adoptions, cats 6 months and over. And now if you don't mind spending the money, we also have a lot of cute kittens now.
Right. And, you know, with the free, they can also make a donation and join the friends group and do some other stuff, too.
Yeah,
Jim, I like to
spend that extra money.
That's right. They're getting the deal at Camp Cattle Want to Go Home, so they might as well, right?
Yes.
All right. Amazing. You guys never seem to not surprise me with the promotions and the things you come up with. So a heck of a deal. Mention it again, the details and the date.
It's Camp Cattle Want to Go Home. It's July 7th through July 19th. Free adoptions on all cats 6 months and over. We have over 40 cats to choose from and many, many kittens.
Yeah, amazing. All right. Let's not forget our featured pet of the week before we run out of time, too. And again, the names just never cease. Neo, the Neapolitan Mastiff. Tell me about Neo.
Neo came in as a stray, and we were shocked when he didn't get reclaimed because he's this big, gigantic, beautiful mastiff. The Neapolitan Mastiffs are the wrinkly kind, whose wrinkles kind of go over their eyes. Mm. He's only 2 years old, very healthy, except for one thing. He has some funky, weird skin thing going on. Mm. We think that his previous owner had treated him with a flea treatment that he was allergic to, and it caused a lot of hair loss. But his skin's in pretty poor condition, so he's a little bit... he's a little gross looking.
Mm.
So he hasn't been adopted, and we think that may be why. He's great with other dogs, seems good with everybody he's met. Despite his funky skin, we're hoping to find Neo a home. He's a great dog. Once that clears up, he's going to be just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. He probably weighs about 160 pounds.
Wow. Okay. So there are some special considerations or challenges for
he's
adopting a big dog.
He's going to need some special baths for the first couple months. But besides that, he's a very healthy young dog.
Yeah. Okay. So make sure you check out the shelter, give them a call, check in, and ask for Neo specifically. Before we run out of time, Kristen, any other things that we haven't talked about? And then we'll turn to Evelyn for a final thought about the Friends Group as well.
Yeah. This is the time of year that you should know if you're adopting a pet, this time of year you are truly saving a life. This is the time of year when we're the most full. We get the most dogs, cats, and small animals. If you're thinking about adopting, this is the time to do it. And summer's often a great time, too. Kids are home. It's a good time for the family to get to know a pet. So come on in and see us. We're there all week and then on Saturdays as well.
Right. And if you are getting a new pet or even if you've had a pet, it is summer. Safety reminder, please don't leave those animals in a car unattended.
We're still getting calls every day about dogs left in hot cars. Every day we get multiple people calling. And in things like the windows rolled up, there's no excuse for that this time of year. It's just too hot.
Yeah. All right. Let's end on a positive note. Evelyn, the Friends Group, final pitch or final thought before we close out today.
Jim, I like that final pitch. A couple of events coming up, if I could mention that.
Absolutely.
Weber's Pet Supermarket in Herndon, July 21st to August the 9th. They have generously donated $10 to us for each animal that gets a bath. They have their own a bath station, which is really pretty cool. So, again, that's July 21st to August 9th. Weber's Pet Supermarket in Herndon. And then our big event in the fall is the golf tournament, September the 10th at Westfields. Lovely venue in Clifton.
Mm-hmm. Jim, maybe you and I can golf this year.
Hey, I'm horrible, but I'd love a day out on the course. Better than a day in the office.
That's exactly right. And you can check those events out.
We'll do a podcast from the golf course.
All right. I like
That's
it.
A good idea. You can do it from the beverage cart. You can ride with me on the beverage cart.
There you go. Awesome. Fun show today. Thanks, Evelyn, for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Evelyn.
That is going to, unfortunately, do it for the time that we have on the Animal Shelter podcast. We want to thank you for listening and encourage you to remember member of the animal shelter, because the next time that you'd like to add a dog, cat, rabbit, guinea pig, or other small pet to your family, the animal shelter is the place to get your new best friend. They're waiting for you. The shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays, noon to 7 p.m., and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animal shelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And don't forget, the animal shelter is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, also on television on Channel 16 with the Tips and Tales TV show, so you'll want to follow the animal shelter there. Thanks again for listening to the Animal Shelter Pawcast, which is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.